Well, these bubbles make us kind of schizophrenic when we walk around in our life. But you see, that is not the way it is supposed to be. Because we live in one bubble. Those of us who claim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior live in one bubble. It doesn't matter if we're playing or with the family or with, what was this one, work or in church. We are in a Christian bubble. There's no compartmentalization. And quite honestly, this may frustrate us because this is all we've been raised with. And kids, don't fall into this. This is not the way God created us to be. God created us to be one person. And guess what, you know? When we're different people, that creates a lot of stress, doesn't it? You know, I learned with Jamie's surprise birthday party how bad I am at lying. You know these guys that you hear have different lives. They may fly to the East Coast and have a wife and family over there and fly to the Midwest and have a wife and family here. Good night. I'm tired with just what I have. I can't imagine that. But no, I mean, there was things that I was wanting to share with her, and then I got to thinking, now wait a minute. If I say that, then I'm going to have to explain why I was there and who I was with. Oh man, that's exhausting. I didn't realize everything about me I share with her. And it's so a part of who we are that I didn't realize how much and how open we were with each other until I tried to pull something over on her. But it was good. It was her birthday and it's over now, so we can talk about it. And boy, was I relieved, wasn't I? I probably snored that night. But anyway, your life work is God's work. It doesn't matter where we think we are. You have to understand that. It doesn't matter where we think we are. We are in God's circle. We are in a Christian's bubble. That is where we are, no matter where we are. We always are an example to someone else about how a Christian should talk or think or act. Period. That's just the way it is, whether we like it or not. And I apologize if you don't like it. So all of your life's calling is God's work. God's purpose is not... This was big to me. God's purpose is not to get the world into church. Do you hear this? God's purpose is not to get the world into church, but to get the church out into the world. Let's say this together. God's purpose is not to get the world into the church, but to get the church out into the world. Let's say it again and act like you're interested now. God's purpose is not to get the world into the church, but to get the church out into the world. Folks, if you don't remember anything else about this message, please remember this. Please remember that. Here's the second question that we have to ask. We need to ask why. What is the meaning of your work? What is the meaning of your work? The poet in Ecclesiastes asked this question. What is the meaning of my work? He put it this way. What does anyone gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? The meaning of your work is more than money. Work is an expression of worship. Work is an expression of worship. The word liturgy means the work of God's people. Think about it. How many hours a week are you in worship? Some of you are probably already looking at your watches thinking I've been in worship long enough, right? How many hours a week do we spend in worship? Now, hopefully there's personal worship that takes place. I mean, in this church, we even give you things like this, so there's really no excuse not to spend time with God in devotional work and prayer. Right? But so hopefully there is some personal worship that goes on throughout the day and during the week. But how many hours a week are you at work in your day job? Now that doesn't mean physically at. That might mean mentally at. How many hours a week are you at your work? Your work your day job as an expression of your love for God and how you're serving people and how you're caring for this town that you live in.